This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It can be a bit numbing. I get it. Thursday after Thursday after Thursday, those first-time unemployment claims we keep telling you about. Another 1.3 million last week, the 17th week in a row it's been over a million people newly asking for help. About 14 million people right now are getting that extra $600 a week in unemployment benefits that was part of the CARES Act. It's an extra $600 a week that goes away at the end of the month. The macroeconomic peril of that, in the absence of congressional action aside, there is a study out today from the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute, that's their think tank, looking at how people are spending that extra cash and what might happen if and when it's not there anymore. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going.
Fiona Gregg wanted to know what was happening to the extra $600 a week unemployed workers are getting right now. Gregg is director of consumer research at the J.P. Morgan Chase Institute, a think tank affiliated with the bank. Gregg says normally jobless workers receiving unemployment cut their spending by around 7%. So that's what she was expecting. But she was wrong. Very wrong.
What's really surprising about this is actually we're seeing their spending soar. It's soaring by about 10%.
The study used J.P. Morgan Chase account data for about 61,000 anonymous households receiving unemployment. Gregg says those households spent almost 73 cents of every dollar they received. Michelle Evermore with the National Employment Law Project says that spending is keeping some sectors of the economy afloat.
Local hardware stores, rent. I'm worried about the housing market if the $600 disappears.
The extra money is set to disappear at the end of this month, unless Congress renews it. Ernie Tedeschi has been looking at how the entire economy would fare without it. He's an economist at Evercore ISI. He says if it went away entirely,
that would be like taking out $80 billion a month in support from the economy. By the end of the year, the economy would be 2% smaller.
Tedeschi says if Congress cut the $600 benefit in half and started giving the unemployed $300 extra a week, the economy would still contract by 1%. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.